to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is episode number 53. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, and I am live here in Epcot. You can tell by the background music, and I'm with all of the Disney Nerds in the same place at the same time. Ed, how are you doing?
Great, Sam. How are you doing?
Outstanding. Jimmy?
Couldn't be better. Standing in the middle of Epcot with you great people, so I'm excited to be here.
It's a good thing. Jen?
Great. Exciting to finally be in the same place at the same time.
Same place, same time.
But the teams get together, and the team captain answers the question. So please don't just shout it out, because we don't want to give your answers to the other team. There are three full-size bathtubs in the Magic Kingdom. Where are the three tubs?
Whoever gets the answer, hand up first.
Nice job,
Whoever's got the answer, hand up.
All right. They got a hand up first. We're going to ask them over there.
Okay.
Carousel progress?
People mover.
People mover? That doesn't count because that's going to be carousel progress too, right?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, along with people mover, there's someone in the bathtub.
Along the people mover. No, not what we're looking for. No, we got one, so.
Big fun.
Big Thunder.
That's two. That's two.
Haunted Mansion?
No.
Really?
This team?
No. That's two. It's a trick.
Okay, that's one.
That's one. Carousel Progress and...
We got Carousel Progress.
And Big Thunder. There's one more. There's one more.
The Space Mountain.
Dream Suite. That's it.
Dream Suite. Trick question. It's the Dream Suite.
Oh, I thought it was that thing you were coming up.
No, inside the Dream Suite is the third one. Everybody thinks attractions.
We were thinking attractions. I was thinking it was that when you come up the Space Mountain thing and that little, they look like the little house.
Just want to go over a couple notes before I hand out the scavenger hunt form. Read everything in the scavenger hunt. There's clues hidden all over it. The food and wine, there's a part of it where I'm asking you to get a food and wine, the menu, the little booklet that gets the stamps into it. Make sure you don't buy anything to get that stamp. If you can't get to the stands, that's just one of the things we're going to have to skip over. The way the scavenger hunt, it's based on points. So if you're going to miss something, that's okay. Make sure you get other stuff. So when you get back to basically we're going to add up all the points and then see where the winner is. So you don't necessarily have to get everything, because you're going to see there's a lot of different things and ways to go in here. So it's going to be a little bit of strategy too. The World Showcase countries in the picture part of this are in alphabetical order. You'll see between the two clues, there's a little pin that gives you the name of the country, just to keep track of where you are. So you can hit each country and do that clue in that country. That way you're not going to be running all over the place.
Alphabetical order, but that's not how they go.
Well, that's why we didn't want everybody following each other around. That's the only reason. That's the other reason we started here. We wanted you guys to have a chance to kind of get out there, so we're not going to be following each other. And the last thing, it's just really, if you could not use your cell phones for looking up clues, that would be really cool. If you have to, ask a cast member, ask... trade clues with partners, with other teams even. But try just to use the cell phones or the smartphones for taking the pictures. As far as taking the pictures go, if it's ground level, try to get your whole team in the picture. If it's not ground level, which there might be a couple of them, then get the picture of that item. When we come back to the end, which will be right here, it's going to be at 1 o'clock, we're going to go over each of the forms. Whoever the captain is or whoever has control of the camera, just have a handle on where all the pictures are when you're going to go over them. Any questions?
Do you want to cover the buying a souvenir?
Yes. I have one question on the scavenger survival kit. Is you're going to buy yourself a souvenir in World Showcase. Now, the souvenir has got to be less than a dollar. I provided a dollar for everybody.
Dollar.
Okay? What was the specific?
Don't say we never
you
gave
to
you
buy
anything.
It can't
yes,
be free.
Correct. You have to buy it. It can't be a
can't
free,
be free
handout or something like that. So. Have to buy it, and if you have a receipt from it, cool. Show me the receipt. If you don't have a receipt from it, that's cool too, as long as you bought it in World Showcase. We're handing
it at the Disney. Can you see it now?
Also,
at the Disney Nerds on Twitter.
Another pen.
Yeah, come up with a hashtag. What do you think?
Just in case they run out. So I need
Nerds Hunt. What do you think?
Yeah.
Nerds Hunt. Hashtag Nerds Hunt. NERDSHUNT.
You captain?
We're going to do a team group picture,
right? Right now, yes.
All right, you get everybody up there. I'll go get the fast pass guy.
After we took that picture, we released the teams on their scavenger hunt.
Looking at the food and wine topiary, which is Flower and Garden of Food and Wine, but we saved that for another time.
Sure, very much so. Having a great time here at Food and Wine this week. We're testing and sampling a lot of the things they have to offer, and pretty much most of it's been great.
It has been. And in fact, we're waiting for the scavenger hunt people, aren't we? So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we put together a scavenger hunt for some of our friends and listeners, and we're hoping that's going to turn out really well.
I can't wait to see the results, but I am absolutely impressed at the amount of people that were here this morning and the teams that we have that participated.
Yeah, great turnout. People really excited about the group and about the show. And about we had one group that just heard about it this morning and showed up, which
even
is kind of cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Social media at its best, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Put it out there this morning, they see it and show up.
So, you know, before we talk about Food and Wine, before we talk about Maelstrom and our final rides, tomorrow is its last day, or what might be happening in the pavilion in Canada, formerly used by Off Kilter, that we'll talk about on another show. But this is episode 53. It's been a year, Jimmy and Ed, since you guys started this Disney Nerds podcast. Now, Jen and I joined after you guys started. But a year ago, would you have thought you could be standing here right now with a group of people in Epcot? Just awesome.
Absolutely not.
I guess we thought that one day we wish it could happen, but I don't think we thought next, you know, that then I don't think we thought next year we'll be doing a meet and a scavenger hunt and all that stuff.
Was incredible how the stars aligned this time as far as getting us here together. I started planning this trip about 6-7 months ago, and we all just lucked out to be actually doing the same thing almost. And just having the podcast makes it that much more special.
Absolutely. Yeah. I completely agree. I mean, I thank you guys for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely.
And this has been pretty fun. And I, you know, just listen to the music behind us.
I know. This is a really awesome day. It's the first break in the weather they've had in Florida this week. So it's really excellent in that regard. Everybody's very thankful that it's not raining right now. And it's going to be even nicer the rest of the week as we go on.
I think what excites me the most, you know, is we enjoy doing the podcast. We enjoy coming on the air and, you know, just talking about Disney, and that's our passion. But what's really exciting is having all these other people show up this morning for the meet and see the excitement for them, because they're the ones we actually do it for. And to see them be excited about it, you know, it makes you feel like what we're doing is we're doing something good, and we're meeting all these new friends that have a common interest. So,
and actually meeting people face to face, because the Disney Nerds Facebook group is so active and so much fun and so busy that it's sometimes hard for me to keep track of all the faces and all the names. So to really get to put some faces with names and meet some of our friends that are friends of the podcast, including we had 5-year-old Reese who is here, and a couple all the way up to, you know, some adults. So we have all ages that are here, and all some locals and some people from, let's see,
we had the Florida Plunge group here.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that basically moved from other parts of the country down to Florida to be closer to Walt Disney World. We had members of the Be Our Guest podcast fan base here, which was awesome to see those guys too. And we had some people that just basically heard about the show through Facebook.
Which is great. And I love that interaction between all the communities. Because you know what? We're all Disney fans at the end of the day. That's really
Absolutely.
It. That's why we're standing right now, right behind the Fountain of Nations, talking about it.
Yes.
Right?
Very cool. And even when we met up with everybody for the scavenger hunt, there really wasn't any awkward silences.
No.
Everybody just basically knows everybody. You feel like that anybody in this community is pretty much generally a general nice person.
Old friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Like friends, like people you've been friends with for a lifetime. Yeah.
I love it when you see the little things like Figment t-shirts or pins, those kind of things set you off. Yeah, that's awesome. I love it.
Yep, very much so.
A lot of that going on this morning. So What are your thoughts here? I'm looking right down. So we're standing behind the Fountain of Nations, looking straight in towards World Showcase. There's a nice big Mickey topiary welcoming you into the Food and Wine Festival. A festival center on the, or a festival shop on the left, which is a little bit new there, right? Mm-hmm. They added the festival merchandise. Yep. We spent some time yesterday in the festival center and some tastings. That wasn't bad. We'll talk about that on a future show.
Yeah, we're going to definitely get a show together, either one or two shows, where we're going to discuss all of our different eating and drinking adventures down here for Food and Wine. So that's going to be really good. Something we could talk about today is our last rides on Maelstrom. Maelstrom
Finishers. Finish that thought.
Maelstrom, as we all know, is going to close October 5th. So because of that, we're all getting our last rides.
Yeah.
And
it was a 40-minute standby line.
It was pretty Maelstrom. Incredible. Use your fast passes.
Is longer than Soaring and Test Track today. It's not all that crowded. So.
Yep.
We have some nerd chanting going on back
here. We have
here.
Nerd chanting, and we Woo! Have Scavenger Hunt Finishers showing up. Yeah, it's just like Amazing Race. There's the mat. Cross the line.
We're going to take a break now as our teams show up. And once we get everybody graded and we announce the winners, we're going to come back and talk about that.
Absolutely.
See you,
see you guys soon.
Hey, guys. Before we do that, we want to do one more trivia question for a Disney Cruise Line keychain. So we have that to offer up. And the question is, at the Magic Kingdom, when it originally opened up, what was the only ride that was ride ready when that park opened up? The first ride that was ready for everybody to get on.
Carousel?
Negative.
The carousel. Sports carousel.
No, it wasn't the first one ready. There was another attraction that was ready.
The big ball.
Train
cruise.
Negative.
You guys are getting closer. Snow White?
I'm sorry?
Is it still there?
Nope.
Yeah, it is absolutely still there. It's a fan favorite.
Which park?
No.
West Coast or East Coast?
Here. East Coast. Disney World. No?
No.
You got it.
Who?
You got
it?
Haunted Mansion.
They made two parts. When they made the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland, they made two of everything. So Haunted Mansion was easily enough to be put together. Awesome job.
Nice job. All right, now you got results here.
So our second place winner.
You gotta make sure he's got the right bag.
Gotta make sure I got the right bag.
Different things inside them.
second place winner, we got a Disney Nerd backpack with some Disney pens and stuff and some koozies and all kind of other stuff is Dead Fett, Allison and Matt. 106 points out of a possible 123.
Yay!
Congratulations. Good job, guys. All right. And for first place, for a Nerds bag, a t-shirt, Disney Nerds podcast t-shirt, a pin set, and there's some other pins and stuff in there, is Fantastic Four Plus One, which is Scott and B, Angelo, Brian, and Lori.
121 out of 123.
121 points out of 123. So, thank y'all. Oh,
you guys all rock.
So much for being there. Make sure you go on. If you got an iPhone on iTunes and subscribe to the Disney Nerds podcast. If you have an Android phone, we're also on the Stitcher app.
I also posted a picture from this morning. Make sure you tag yourself if you're on the Disney Nerds Facebook page so we can remember who all was here and say hi and talk more about it.
We also have the Disney Nerds group. So we have the Disney Nerds podcast page, and then if you search Disney Nerds, there's also a group. It's a closed group. Please go join the group. There's a lot of good discussions going on in there.
Thanks, everybody. Food and Wine time.
So that's it for show number 53, guys. Sorry it was so short, but we're all just getting back and trying to get back in the routine again. We'll have new shows as soon as we can. More than likely, you'll see one coming out this Wednesday or Thursday. Thanks again for everybody who attended our scavenger hunt. It was an incredible success, and it was only because you guys showed up. So again, thank you very much for that. And as we mentioned, you're going to hear a lot more from our trip the next couple shows. We've got a lot of interviews lined up, so we're looking for a great start to a new year. Talk to you guys later. Gungaloosh.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.